Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number two. So May brings for you the cycle of the six, as well as Scorpion energy. So this can bring up themes around family and community responsibility. So responsibilities that you have towards your family, whether it's in the home or, you know, financial obligations or, you know, just deeper conversations that need to happen with your relationships with your family. And with family, it's really more about those relationships that are closest to our heart. So close friends, partners, family, deeper community connections. So you could find this month that your community needs you more, your family needs more time, more of your assistance. And you could find that people, you know, maybe your parents lean on you a little bit more this month, or your children need, you know, more of your time this month. Or maybe there's some things that need to be cleaned up, right, or fixed and need your attention around, again, home life, family, your day-to-day routine, that sort of thing. So you could feel a little bit overly burdened, but you could feel like you are being pulled in a million different directions, right? You're going to have to find your balance between, not only like self-care and doing things that you enjoy, but also work and also home and family, right? The normal things, but you could find that there's a stronger focus on people needing you more this month. This is definitely a time for being a little bit more selfless. And so, you know, if it's going to be, you might be faced with things this month where, you know, you would rather be out, playing, right? Doing something. But there's obligations that really require your time and commitment. And this is going to be a month where you really need to see about finding ways to do that, right? You will be rewarded for the effort that you put forward, right? So if you, somebody needs your assistance this month, you might have to compromise a bit. Also, I would say, you know, anytime we move through a six cycle, it often reminds us that when we're moving through something, when we're faced with something that's a little bit challenging or a little bit difficult, a lot of times the best way to come up with a solution is by focusing that energy on helping others through their problems, right? And helping them find a solution. And a lot of times through that more selfless act, we can actually come up with our own solution because we were so focused on ourselves and what we needed and couldn't find the answer. But when we shift our gaze and again, put that focus and energy on helping and assisting others, suddenly, you know, all of the answers come flooding in for what we needed for our problem. And so you could see that this month as well. So I would say any opportunity that you have this month to be a little bit more selfless and compromise a little bit more, you will actually really see the rewards from that. Might not be right away, but it will be, you know, down the road. So definitely a strong focus on, you might have to, have a little bit less time for your own enjoyment and a little bit more time towards helping others this month. Now, you also are working with the energy of Scorpio or the Scorpion. And so I would definitely say there's something here about watching your emotions. And so, you know, twos in general are very highly sensitive and can also, you know, throughout phases of their journey, can sort of grapple with their emotions a little bit and how to channel that really charged energy. And I would say that, again, this can feel a little bit like a frustrating month at times because people need you so much and you might feel like it's an inconvenience or it feels like a burden type of thing. And I would say really pause before reacting, especially if it's a situation where you feel like you're being taken advantage of. And of course, if that's the case, then, you know, it's your responsibility to have that conversation with that person, you know, not just give in and self-sacrifice. But I would say be mindful of your approach in how you do that, right? Be mindful of your emotions this month, because with the Scorpion, a lot of times with this energy, it can sort of sting out of reaction and then have to pay the consequences of that. And so, and of course, with the Scorpion, you know, their prey dies. So, you know, it's not, that's a little extreme, but for, you know, metaphorically, sometimes it's hard to take back the words. Sometimes it's hard to take back the actions when we do something out of reaction. And so I would just say, be really mindful of that this month. Be really careful about your reactions. Make sure that what you're doing is responding. Make sure that you've thought about how you want to respond before you respond. And if you're going to respond, make sure it's coming from a place of honesty and understanding. Because this cycle has the potential to bring some kind of rifts or some things to the surface that need to be dealt with that can be uncomfortable. And, you know, it would be easy to sort of fall into your emotions and react. And I think that might create more of a mess than what you are starting with. So just be really careful about your emotions this month. Just make sure that, you know, if you feel that charged emotion, that charged electricity, that you're channeling it into something positive, into something productive, and just something that can help you, as opposed to creating a situation that, you know, you might regret later. So beautiful energy this month, but again, just be gentle with yourself. You might feel like a little overwhelmed at how much people need you and how, you know, you might not have as much time for yourself this month. And I would say, you know, go with it. Obviously not sacrificing, but compromise is going to really help you this month. And again, you could find a lot of solutions through that process. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, twos. Bye for now.